the Holy Gospel. You'll find the Gospel passage for today on page 116 in the Church Bibles, New Testament 116. The Holy Gospel is written in the 17th chapter of the Gospel according to John, beginning at the 20th verse. Jesus said, "I ask not only on behalf of these, but also on behalf of those who will believe in me through their word, that they all may be one, as you, Father, are in me, and I am in you, may they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. The glory that you have given me, I have given them, so that they may be one, as we are one, I in them, and you in me, that they may become completely one, so that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me. Father, I desire that those also whom you have given me may be with me where I am, to see my glory, which you have given me, because you loved me before the foundation of the world." This is the Gospel of Christ. To you, O Lord, we lift up glad and grateful hearts. You are our strength and stay. You are our security for every day in this world, and our security for the world to come. Let your grace flow over us now in oceans, in fullness, so that we may understand and receive and love and believe your holy word. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. There's a friend for little children above the bright blue sky. You haven't sung it lately, have you? There's not much call for hymns like that nowadays. I'm going higher and higher someday. I'm going higher to stay. Over the clouds and beyond the blue sky, going where none ever quicken or die, loved ones to meet in the sweet by and by. I'm going higher someday. And you never heard of that one, did you? But we used to sing it. That lovely assurance of heaven. In this gospel portion, as I read it, thinking about this service, one verse cried out to command our attention. Jesus said, "Father, I desire that those whom you have given me may be with me where I am." The older translation was a bit stronger, and I think rightly so. Jesus said, "Father, I will. It's not the word that the New Testament would use for making a will, but the meaning is the same. Father, I'm making my will. And this is my last will and testament, that those whom you have given me shall be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory. Dear ones, it goes without saying that you and I want to be in heaven when we die. But here is something far more wonderful, that Jesus wants us to be there. Father, this is my will. This is what I want. As we have it in our church Bibles, this is my desire, which is weaker than it should be, but it's there. This is what I will. This is what I want. This is my desire, that those whom you have given me shall be with me. And he's speaking about us. Our little gospel reading this morning began in verse 20, where Jesus says, I pray not only for these, meaning the people who were around him at that moment, but also for those who will believe on me through their word. That's us. So this little portion of scripture from the very mouth of Jesus is about you and me. It speaks the truth about you and me. We have come to faith in Christ wholly by the grace of God. We have come to faith in Christ through the word that those people left to us who actually heard Jesus speak. And he says, I'm praying, but not just for these who are around me now. I'm looking right out into the future. There will be those who put their trust in me because of their word. And I want them with me in glory. I think if anything destroyed uncertainty, it's that simple truth. Jesus wants me there. Far from any uncertainty as to whether I'd be accepted in his presence or not, far from that. Putting that right out of consideration. He wants me there. He has made a will to that effect. Dear ones, that's the assurance that I want to bring to you this morning. And that's the sense of certainty that I want to leave you with you this morning. There is another place, another land, another life. Now, I know very well that the clever people would want to rise up and say to us, now, you know, heaven is not in time and space. You've got to think yourself out of time, where one thing happens after another. You've got to think yourself out of space, where here and there are two different things. You've got to think yourself into eternity. And I say to them, and how ever can I do that? It's impossible. We can only think one way, God has made us like that, and as long as we are in this life, we can only think in one way. We can only think in terms of time and space. And Jesus comes right down into our limitations, and he says, I will that where I am, they will be also. Where under there? He allows us to think of heaven as a place. So let's do it. Heaven is where we go when we die, and we go there because he wants us. You find that hard to believe, that he would want you? I find it totally impossible to believe that he would want me. But words couldn't be clearer. Father, this is my last will and testament. This is my will. This is my want list. This is my heart's desire, that those who believe on me will be with me where I am. Thank you, Lord. You've delivered me from the hands of the very clever people who give me something to do that is impossible. And you've allowed me to be myself and to think the only way I can think as long as I'm on earth, that there is another place, a friend for little children above the bright blue sky. I'm going higher and higher someday. I'm going higher to stay over the clouds and beyond the blue sky, going where none ever quicken or die, loved ones to sicken or die, loved ones to meet in the sweet by and by. It's the only way we can think, and Jesus says, get on, think that way. I want you where I am. Another thought that occurs to us, of course, is what happens to those who have never heard of Jesus? It's all very well for you and me. We've heard of him. We know about him. We have our Bibles. And I hope I'm speaking for every one of you, my dear ones, when I say we have actually come personally to put our trust in him. I hope I'm speaking about you. Dear married brethren, if somebody asked you, are you married, would you reply, well, I hope so? Would you? Well, if you do, I hope your wife's not around. Would you say, I think so? Dear help you if your wife was around when you said that. Belonging to Jesus is like getting married. It's committing ourselves to him and taking him back into our lives. To as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the children of God, even to them that believe on his name. Becoming a Christian is receiving and believing, taking Jesus into our lives and entrusting ourselves back to him. Jesus said, I'm praying for those who will believe on me. Are you there? Please be there. And he wants us in heaven with him. He wants us there. But what about all those who never heard of Jesus? those who were on earth before he came, those who are on earth after he came and the word has never reached them, those in this country who might as well have lived centuries before Jesus for all they know about him. What about them? Well, if you asked the great and eternal God, what about them? Do you know what he would say to you? He would say, please mind your own business. He would. It's like that bit in the opening chapter of the Acts of the Apostles, when the apostles said to Jesus, Lord, are you going at this time to restore the kingdom to Israel? He said, it's not for you to know. Mind your own business. Lord, what about all those who never heard of your son? Please mind your own business. Leave them to me. There's a marvelous verse in Genesis which says, shall not the judge of all the earth do right? Genesis 18:25, if you want to know. Shall not the judge of all the earth do right? Leave it to him. He'll see to it. But we do know about Jesus. We do know that he died for sinners. We do know that the way of salvation is our personal faith and trust in him. So if on the one hand he's saying to us, mind your own business, don't concern yourselves with things that are not your business. On the other hand, he's saying, but do mind what is your business. Make sure you've put your trust in the Savior. And do you know what the Bible says? It says that God is not niggardly when it comes to the matter of saving sinners. There will be an innumerable company saved. An innumerable company. Their number will be like the stars in the sky and the sand upon the seashore, innumerable. And in the book of Revelation chapter 7, John tells us that I saw a company that no man can number standing before the throne of God and before the Lamb with palm branches in their hands, shouting in a loud voice, salvation belongs to our God and to the Lamb. And when he was asked, who are these who are dressed in the white robes? He said to the angel, that's for you to know. And the angel said, these are they who have come out of great tribulation. They've washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb, the blood of Jesus. Therefore they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more, neither shall the sun strike them, nor any burning heat, because the Lamb who is in the midst of the throne, Jesus, the Lamb who is in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd. Tell me, who would make a better shepherd than a lamb? The Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd and will lead them to fountains of waters of life. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. An innumerable company. Those were the ones Jesus prayed for. Those who would come to faith through the apostolic word, and who, even as we speak, are still coming to faith. Because, as you may know, people are becoming Christians in China at such a rate that the printing presses cannot keep up with supplying Bibles for them. And the church is multiplying in South America and in East Africa. And we should be lifting up our cry to God to say, O Lord, let it be for us too, this increase, this adding to the church daily, those who are being saved. Because in the long run there will be, oh dear ones, it might be in the short run, it might be tomorrow, we will be gathered through Jesus into that innumerable company who have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. I know not why God's wondrous grace to me has been made known, or why, unworthy as I am, he claimed me for his own. But I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. No, I don't know why he's revealed his grace to me, but I do know that I'm trusting the Savior. And when we get to heaven, what will it be like? Well, we don't know because we can't know. And therefore, in the Bible, all we're given are pictures. Pictures of beauty and of glory and of splendor and of purity. And if, like me, you have a good appetite, pictures of feasting. Everything that expresses to us joy, satisfaction, completeness, provision, endless delight. But one thing above all, Jesus said, this is my last will and testament, that they will be with me. Just imagine it. I think when I read that sweet story of old, when Jesus was here among men, how he called little children like lambs to his fold. I should like to have been with him then. Well, think of it. You will be with him then. His servants will serve him, and they will see his face. And I'll tell you something. When we see the face of Jesus, then at last we will fully know how much we've been loved. When we see the face of Jesus, we will at last fully know how completely we have been forgiven. When we see the face of Jesus, we will at last know how totally he wants us in his presence. They will be with me. Wasn't that what he said to that blessed man, the dying thief? The dying thief rejoiced to see that fountain in his day. Do you remember the dying thief? Lord, he said, remember me. That absolute rotter, that murderer, that terrorist who had committed murder. Remember me, that's all. And Jesus said, today you will be with me. That's what heaven is. It's being with Jesus. And write it on your memories, write it on your hearts. We will be there because that's what he wants.